Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
But I did want to start with the Commanders and with what I found to be a fascinating column by Ben Standig, because it got right to the core of something you and I discussed, debated, yelled about yesterday, which was this idea of not wanting Jaden Daniels to play any more football. You said yesterday, and I'll let you say it, I don't want to paraphrase, but essentially you've changed your mind. After last week saying he needed the reps, you still feel like he needs the reps to get better, but you don't think he can stay healthy, and so it's time to protect him from himself and get him off the field.
That's a pretty good summary. I have a 100% sample of him leaving games because of injury when he's played the last three, so it's a pretty good bet that the fourth one would happen. It shouldn't be that way, but it is. I'm pragmatic. I deal with what is, and here's what is. When he plays, he gets hurt. So we need a revamp, a retooling, a fixing, a coaching up, all the repetitions. He still needs the reps, but we can't do it on the field safely. The next one, we're not going to be as lucky. The next one won't just be he'll go to the blue tent and be mad. The next one, potentially catastrophic on the stupid turf there in New York. So, yeah, I mean, it's a bummer, but I don't think they can play him safely.
And so my response to that yesterday and my response today to people who say he should not play in another game this season is to acknowledge the quiet part out loud, which is that you don't think Jaden Daniels can play 60 minutes of football without getting hurt. And what I said as a reaction to that was, that's a catastrophic development, if really that's how you feel, with this guy whose frame's not going to get a lot bigger, the play style's not going to change a ton, I don't think. I don't mean for this week or next week. I mean, period. Next September, next October, with all the years out in front. Now, I don't have the same fears that he will get hurt every single time he plays or that he's never going to be able to stay healthy. But if that is how someone feels, if they don't want him to play in a game because he can't go 60 minutes without getting hurt, my takeaway is alarms are sounding off in the distance. Just listen for them. Alert, alert. Ben Standig took it a step further on his Substack, who covers the team. He said, and I'm going to read his first paragraph here, if you're truly worried about Jaden Daniels' ability to stay healthy, then sitting him for the rest of the season is a half measure. If you believe he can't stay on the field, bubble wrap won't fix that. Only a trade would. Anything less is just hedging. Now, I'm going to get further into this piece in a second. But the first thing I want to do is everyone take a deep breath and calm down. Because the idea is not him suggesting or anyone suggesting that they should trade Jaden Daniels. That is not what he's arguing in any way in this column. I'm sure people will scream at him and yell terrible things and throw things at him. But what he is saying is, if you don't think that this player can protect himself for 60 minutes and stay healthy for a football game, inevitably in this sport at his size, he's going to take a lot of hits. Then he's saying you're going to feel that way in perpetuity very likely, and his value right now is excellent. You should move him because you're always going to be worried that he's going to get hurt every single time he does anything. And so he's taking it a step further than what I'm saying, which is just, if you're acknowledging you don't think he can stay healthy for a game, that's a big problem. We got a real durability issue here. He's saying, if that's how you really feel, you should be advocating for them to trade him, which is a loud, attention-grabbing way of saying the same thing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
He is not suggesting they should trade Jaden Daniels. Nobody would suggest that. Everyone calm down. But I think you can get the point here. You can connect these lily pads and these dots on, if you're so petrified that him playing in a game means he gets hurt right now, how different will that feel next year? And if you really don't think he can play a game, how could you think he could play a season or several of them? Then maybe you should be having a different conversation about the guy who's going to take a lot of hits in this very violent league.
Yeah, I'm glad Ben wrote the column. I like Ben a lot. I think this is the straw manning a straw man ludicrous thing turned up to a billion. Here's what this is. Somebody's going, hey, I think Kate Beckinsale's pretty. So you're saying every other woman's ugly? Nope. Just said one thing. Right now, this minute, he can't stay healthy. If that's true forever, then Ben's got a point. My point is, my view is, the entire summary is, whatever they're trying right now ain't working. Acknowledge that it's not working and shut it down before it's too late. That doesn't mean forever. I don't believe it's forever. I hope it's not forever. It's worth pursuing. It's not just give up. I'm not giving up. Right now, though, all the things that we all agree that he needs, which is to play football, won't be available to you before too long when he gets hurt really, really seriously, because that's what's coming. I'm hoping that will be different with an overhaul, with new paradigms, with new coaching, new emphasis, new everything for him. The player's at the core of this. I mean, this is as much a Jaden Daniels thing as it is anybody else. The only chance we've got is if he turns the corner in this regard. We're 0-for. We've got three straight games where he's left because of physical ailments. That, to me, everyone should be so terrified of that. Anything other than that is either you don't really think it's that big of a deal, or you're not worried about him getting hurt, or, yeah, I know those are three fluke occurrences that happen directly in a row. If a guy makes three free throws, there's a great chance that fourth one's going in. We got a really good percentage here of this happening. And yeah, it's alarming. I'm alarmed. I want it to be different eventually in the future, but the idea that I have to give up now and that's the only logical step, I think is ludicrous.
So you're saying, let's take a break. You're not advocating breaking up.
No, I'm not shutting him down forever. That's insane. Of course.
But follow my analogy.
Yeah.
You're saying, hey, this isn't working for me right now. I need some space. Let me clear my head. We need a break. In other words, put him on the bench for now.
Mm-hmm.
Shut this down for the rest of the season, and we'll get back together in a couple of weeks. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
I happen to believe that when that happens, something is broken. And the way my brain works, I've never been in a relationship where we're going to take a break and it doesn't change it forever for me, personally. So I don't think Ben's takeaway is ludicrous at all, necessarily, in the sense that, again, people are going to hear the word trade and they're going to be like, he wants to trade Jaden Daniels.
No. He's saying if you're a panicked worrywart like me, you tell me if you think this translation is wrong. If you're a worrywart like Danny, then what you're really saying is ... you should advocate trading him.
Yes. What you're really saying is, I think his point is my point, which is your panic about Jaden Daniels mm-hmm. right now, royally, not Danny.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Whoever's worried that he plays a game, he's going to get hurt. I don't understand why that would go away in the future. Unless your issue is that you just think he's playing through an elbow injury that is going to easily get hurt again. If your fear is the elbow, that's a different thing than, you know, I've heard people now saying, I don't want him going out on the Meadowlands turf. If he plays on that terrible turf, he could get seriously hurt, which, by the way, is very possible. It's terrible. It's an awful place to go play. It's terrible turf. People get hurt there all the time. I'm not telling you there's a 0% chance anybody gets hurt in the Meadowlands. But to me, that is different. Like, he could take a big hit and he could break this or that. Mm-hmm. That's just fear that him playing football will result in him getting hurt. I don't have to call it irrational, but it's always going to be there. The only thing currently that you could tell me is different this weekend than in September is the elbow, which is recovering to whatever extent it still is. You just need more time. Or if it's related to the knee that he had earlier this year, which seems perfectly fine, or the hamstring he had earlier this year. Otherwise, the fear is the same this weekend as it would be in a year or two or three. There's no difference.
The difference is, Reps, coaching, practice, paradigm shifts, overhauls, attitude adjustments. It's basically like saying, I got a car. The only thing I can do is go 100 miles an hour. You can still get there going 65. Like, that's the point to me. And I think anybody that's on your side dismisses that there's any improvement in this regard. For guys that rookie year come in, headbutting the wall. Like, can Jackson Dart improve not taking on a million pounds of contact? Of course he can.
Here's where I'll disagree, though. Good point. Except that the disconnect is actually the injuries have not occurred on something that needs to be fixed from a play calling standpoint.
Those things.
So hold on. Let me just say real quick, because I keep hearing this. This idea, like Robert Griffin's a great example, Danny. You and I talked about this back in 2012.
Did we mention this at the come up at all?
That's funny.
Thank you.
But remember back then, there was this great frustration with how often the Shanahans were running Robert Griffin, right? Check out.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
That isn't really what we're talking about. The Dallas game, the injury was quite literally, I think he may have tweaked it going out of bounds. I still think you could kind of see him come up lame a little bit a few plays earlier. But it was him reacting, remember, in the pocket. The most normal thing that happens as a quarterback. You're in the pocket, a guy's coming off the edge, you try to step up, there goes my hamstring. There's nothing that he's going to be coached to do differently. There's nothing that he should have done differently. There's nothing Cliff Kingsbury should have done differently. He just got hurt on that play. Will you agree with that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That play.
Right. So then the Seattle this is play.
But it's a process discussion, but go ahead.
Okay. The Seattle play. The Seattle play was an RPO that they thought he could have, should have thrown on after the game. Dan Quinn, maybe it's strong to say threw him under the bus, but said that there's never been a time when they rep this play over and over and over again where he runs. Now, what happened on that play was Seattle gets into the backfield. They pressure him instead of kind of resetting and firing the ball at the feet or toward Deebo Samuel in the end zone. He runs. If your point is he should never run on an RPO again or that he should do a lot less of that, I'll disagree. But that play, again, was a fairly harmless normal. Pressure off the edge. RPO is called with the dual threat quarterback. He turns down the pass and he ends up taking off. Now, the problem on that play was that they were down 31 points. That's the issue. The fourth quarter, how much they're down. If that's the first quarter of the game, Danny, and it's scoreless, and they're in the red zone there, would you have any issue with that play call or him doing what he did?
Wait, say that again?
If that was the first quarter of the game in a 0-0 game, and they called that play, and he did the same thing he did, would you have any issue at all with that?
Some issue.
RPO?
Some issue, but nowhere near as much as I do with the
other
game.
What would your issue have been with that RPO?
The amount of emphasis that's on him running, because they're lining up out of the shotgun, and one of the big major options is that. And it's you're putting him in a spot where he can get thrown down like a ragdoll. I would try not to do that as often as I possibly could.
But on that specific play, did you have an issue?
It would be a very small one. Okay. It would register, but barely.
Right.
I'd go, I'm frustrated by that. because he's just come back from another injury. That makes two now, and he's going to miss a long time.
The Minnesota play this past week, he checks into a play to throw a screen in the direction of the best screen edge defender maybe in the league, who goes up the ladder and does the thing that Van Ginkel does all the time. Do you remember that he had the pick six against Sam Howell, by the way? I'd completely forgotten about that.
When he was in Miami.
When he was in Miami.
Yeah.
I went back and watched all of his interceptions on screens.
He's good at that.
I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that when I was at that game. There it was. So you check into that. It ends up not going well. He makes the athletic play, and then he gets destroyed. Honestly, and to his credit, he's an athlete. He's a competitor. If he just stood there, probably some guy on Twitter gives you crap for that too. But it wasn't like he was desperately trying to get into the play, I didn't think. He was kind of like running back, maybe going to eventually have an angle or something. But I didn't think he was putting himself in harm's way to get hurt. But regardless, he gets hit. By the time he flies in the air several yards and then slides several more, not an exaggeration, from the moment of contact to he stops moving on the grass, Danny, you realize it was 9 yards?
Mm.
Think about the amount of force with which you are hit. He lands directly on that elbow that is injured and still could have come back into the game, according to the team, and based on what we saw on the sideline, looked like he was lobbying to. So I actually have a different tact than everybody else where they go, he came out of the game with an elbow injury. Obviously, his elbow wasn't healed enough. I go, oh, my God, he just got nailed, landed directly on the elbow. You can't design a worse test right away for that elbow when you come back. And it seems like if he didn't get hurt again, it didn't dislocate, nothing serious happened, maybe it was healed and they did an okay job. But regardless, that's not a play. You'd like him to play it differently, not throw the pick. He can't do anything differently on that play. Cliff Kingsbury can't not call that play. So on that play specifically, what are we coaching or changing?
So nothing on those plays. And that was a great explanation. Process. Blasted against the Giants where his helmet turned sideways. Folded up against Atlanta. Should have been a concussion in the blue 10 against Tampa in week one. Same thing against Atlanta where they had to call timeout and Mariota picked him up. Hits against the Steelers. The Eagles a couple different times. The process. That's the point here. It's process stuff. Those individual plays, those are great explanations. That's one of hundreds. I need everything to be different. I don't know how to do it. I'm not smart enough to know. But I need everyone to understand that that's the priority. Where you go, we're out of the shotgun. Because we need to make sure he can run the ball that much more. Nope, that's not why we should be in the shotgun. If you're in the shotgun for different reasons, totally fine. But emphasizing to him that your body on the line is fine in a 31-point game or whatever the time, cutting back against Carolina, it should be beaten into his brain. You never go back to the middle of that field when you're in space. The sideline man, touchdown or sideline. When he cut back, rib gets broken. My point is, it's a process thing with him. That process needs to change fundamentally. And where the other point I think we'll disagree, it's the standings, the Grants, the he's got to play guys, is to me they're
the which you were until 48 hours ago.
Well, but even beyond that, the fader on how meaningless these games are, for me, is like all the way up. It's not that way for football guys. You know, you're telling me it's 25% of the season or 34% of the season or kind of whatever. I see these as empty exercises for a bunch of players that aren't going to be here. And having him hurt for that where it jeopardizes his next year because his offseason will be spent rehabbing and we'll all in for week one, we'll do a documentary, etc. That, to me, is the most futile exercise possible. We have a sample right now where he gets hurt every time he plays. Like, everyone should be alarmed by that.
Three-game sample of that.
That's a pretty big sample where over multiple weeks, it's, you know what I mean? Like, he's had to leave games and miss time. This one wasn't as bad, thank goodness. But he didn't leave the game because everything was okay. He's had to leave three straight games. Everyone should go, oh, my God, we can't do it. We'd love to be able to do it. We should be able to do it. We should be able to get through a game without getting hurt. It should be a far more rare occurrence. It's not. We're three for our last three. You can't in good conscience trot him out there
so
to play football right now.
A few things on that. I guess before I get into my points that I would rebut with, I have to ask this question, though. To what extent do you want to tweak his style of play? And I don't just mean getting to the sideline, not cutting back upfield or whatever. But you don't want him running as much, it would seem. Is that fair? In other words, if he has the highest scramble rate in the league and has since he came into the league, this is what he does. It's what he did at LSU. It's what he did when everyone fell in love with him and drafted him second overall.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
1,000 yards in college. Now we're saying run it less, which is interesting to me. I think if he runs it less, that version of this player is not the number two overall pick, but we'll get there in a minute. So how much less, I guess, would be my question. You don't want him to never run, obviously.
No, it's Friday. Run out of danger. Escape. I want him to escape. That's the superpower. The superpower isn't a zone read into the teeth of a linebacker. The superpower isn't quarterback power against Green Bay when they're lined up to knock you into next week. That's not the superpower. The superpower is the Cleveland game where he's in the grasp and he gets out of there and throws it deep to Terry McLaurin.
That's
when the offense wasn't doing nothing.
That's what you want the superpower to be. That's not currently the superpower.
That's exactly what it is. His escape when it's certain doom, that's the superpower to me. And whether it's a scramble or a pass and he runs for something, like, again, against Tampa, they don't win that game probably with the doink. If he's not in the grasp of a defender and he escapes and is able to dive forward for a first down, that to me is the superpower. It's not cutting back in the middle of the field and running
but
just to show it or whatever.
Happening. I mean, there is
right.
And if we can both agree that there's no way to remove all the
you're
risk.
Not removing all
there's
of it.
There's no way every time that you run that you never cut into the middle of the field.
Of course,
you never get tackled. That you never take on a shot.
It's not insane to say let's limit the risk some. The
sure,
idea that that's a bridge too far from everybody is, like, what are we really talking about? We can't limit the risk at all for a guy that's been hurt four separate times
in
2 years?
It's hard when I think there's a significant disagreement on, like, how much risk is avoidable. I guess that is the debate. Like,
if it's 4% or 41%, I don't know the answer to that. I don't think anybody really does, but let's try. Let's try to limit it some. It can never be perfect.
Okay, so how do you do that?
If I was smart enough to know, I'd be a coach. I don't know all the things. I know that when he cut back against Carolina, I want him never to do that again.
A 46-yard run where it's a fluke injury?
Yes.
He cut back. You just want him to run out of bounds there.
I want him to run away from defenders and not cut back.
It's football, man. He's just playing football.
I understand. And that caused an injury. So if he's just...
Because injuries happen in football.
They happen more often for guys with this frame and this process.
I agree.
So let's...
But that had to be part of the arithmetic when we decided to draft him at number two.
Yeah, so let's coach it to avoid some of those things. And if it happens, even with all the best coaching and the best practices... Nothing else you could do, but let's exhaust everything first.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.